Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Claire Springs Podcast. I do appreciate you tuning in. That does mean so much to me. As the title suggests, we're going to be speaking about diet today. And in fact, I'm going to encourage you to go on a diet. Now, I do want to go back to that word's original meaning. I don't want this to be in any way triggering to anybody or invoke any negative emotion, any anxiety. So let's talk about what diet actually means. So diet means the food that you eat. That's all. The diet industry is huge. It is an insane industry, and they have taken it to mean that you are losing weight or you're losing fat, that you're changing your body composition. But the word diet itself actually just means the food you eat. So when I'm encouraging you to go on a diet, all I really mean is that I want you to experiment with different seasons of your life and different nutrition tactics, honestly. But for the sake of this conversation, I'm going to call it a diet. I want you to try out different diets. Now, if just that language is triggering, I do understand. I want you to protect yourself, put up emotional boundaries. No worries, this one might not be for you. But if you're still listening, if you're still tuning in, I hope that you can find a little bit of information, maybe a different insight from this episode. So I want to talk a little bit about us being humans, being dynamic beings. There are different seasons of life. So I think it's very important that we go on different diets and experiment with different ways of eating so that we can find what's optimal for us, maybe in this moment, in this season, but also in different ones so that we can come back to it. So want to reframe the word diet again. That's just a way of eating. And when I say that I want you to go on a diet, I'm not suggesting that your goal should be to lose weight or change body composition. In fact, I encourage you to try out different things, try out these diets without the intention at all of changing your weight, your body fat percentage, anything like that. It doesn't have to be about body recomposition or transformation. It can just be about what is most beneficial to you, to your body, to your life right now. We're really just doing this to kind of test your body's reaction. So, you know, if I know that I feel really good when I eat X, Y, and Z, it's a lot easier even to go out to restaurants, for example, or to go on vacation, because, you know, no one likes the lethargic feeling, the tired, sluggish, bloated feeling. But if you know exactly the types of foods that your body likes and reacts really well to, then you can still be on your way to your goals, or maybe your goals won't be derailed by your nutrition and by going on vacation, by going out to eat. How much of a stress relief would that be? How much would that enhance your life if you were that tuned into your body? If you knew how your sleep was affected by the way you're eating, if it's a certain time of day or a certain type of food, just being a little bit more dialed into your body and your nutrition, I think will be a huge benefit to you. And again, we are dynamic beings and we do move, we're mobile, we go through seasons of life, and your training schedule might change. I mean, honestly, as you set higher and higher goals for yourself, it probably won't be changing a little bit. So for example, if I'm doing a powerlifting meet, then I'm going to be going through meet prep. And that preparation takes a lot of energy. If I'm doing hypertrophy, I have a ton of sets and reps. And if I'm doing peaking or a strength phase, then it's going to be much heavier weights. And perhaps I'm going to need more carbohydrates in order to fuel my training sessions so that they're the most beneficial, that they're most optimal training sessions I can get. Now, how does my body react to these carbohydrates? And what exactly are the types of foods that I'm eating? I know personally, if I'm eating a ton of processed carbohydrates or breads, stuff like that, I start to feel a little sluggish, a little down, and that's definitely not the feeling that I'm looking for if I'm going through a meat prep. So if I kind of dial in my nutrition a little bit, if I take a look at how I'm feeling and really make a note of, you know, I ate a couple hours before this training session and I had X amount of carbohydrates, then, I feel really good and I felt fueled, then perhaps that's a way that I should continue eating throughout the whole meat prep. Now, what about your work schedule? Your work schedule might change a lot. You might be going into work really early in the morning and you might not have time to train in the morning. You might be in a really, really busy season right now and you don't have a ton of time for lunch. So maybe we could take a look at intermittent fasting. Would that be an appropriate diet for you right now? Maybe skipping breakfast? Maybe skipping lunch, skipping dinner? Who knows? Again, not with the intention of losing weight, but rather just dialing in your nutrition, dialing in your diet, and playing around and seeing what's optimal for you right now. Perhaps you would feel a little bit more focused at work if you had a really high protein and high fat breakfast rather than a sugar heavy or a carbohydrate heavy breakfast. I don't know, I'm just suggesting that we take a look at trying out different things and even saying, I'm on this diet right now, not to change my body composition, not to lose weight, but because I care about my health, I care about my performance, and I care about how I feel. I want to make sure that I feel good. If you're lifting after work, you know, if your work schedule allows you to lift after work, then maybe we could take a look at eating some carbohydrates as a snack before. Maybe you're having some carbs with lunch. I don't know. These things could change often. So you can take a look at different ways of eating, the types of food that you're eating, and the time that you're consuming them as well. I know for me, I went through a job change recently. And that's a stressful time of life. Even though it's a joyful time of life, it's still stressful. And that might require a little bit more relaxed approach to my nutrition. So if I'm spending emotional energy on elsewhere, you know, at work and taking care of myself elsewhere, I might not have that energy or the same motivation or discipline to want to meal prep all of my food and take out my Tupperware and measure all my Tupperware and fit it into these prescribed macronutrients that I'm supposed to eat every day. Maybe if I'm a little stressed, I need a relaxed way of eating. If I really know all the types of food that my body really likes and performs well with, then it's much easier to go into that relaxed time just knowing, hey, this is how I eat and, you know, this is optimal for me right now. You know, maybe you've got a big promotion at work and you just don't have the same drive in your motivation for your nutrition right now, and that's totally fine. These are seasons. And on the other hand, you could be absolutely crushing it in the gym. You're absolutely loving it. Everything is going perfectly and you're thinking, man, I just want to ride this out as long as I can. I'm going to get my nutrition dialed in as well. Maybe this is an appropriate time for you to really, really take a look at your macros and figure out the exact macros that work for you so you can meal prep and you can weigh all your food and you can be strict with yourself. Go for that as well. You don't have to be strict wanting to lose weight. You don't have to be strict wanting to lose body fat. You can do it just because you're curious about your performance. You're curious about how you feel, about your fatigue, anything like that when it comes to the gym, when it comes to just moving in general, when it comes to sleep. I think it's totally fine to experiment with different diets in order to see what's optimal for you. And it might not be macros, it might not be intermittent fasting, it might not be anything like that. Perhaps, you know, paleo might work for you. Maybe a keto diet might work for you. Not just in the rest of life, but in this particular season. You might say, I'm stressed out at work right now. I don't have any emotional energy for macros, but I know I feel good eating high fat, high protein. I'm going to give keto a shot. Go for it. It doesn't have to be for losing weight. It doesn't have to be for losing any fat at all. It can just be because you care enough about yourself that you want to see how your body reacts to a certain lifestyle. Now, there are a ton of different diets out there, and definitely do some research. I'm only mentioning a couple on here that I know a little bit more about than others, but I will let you know, I will warn you that of course the majority of them are going to be focused on you losing weight or losing fat. This is no mystery that if you're looking up diets, it's going to assume that's what you want. it's not necessary to start a diet for that reason. I encourage you to try out various ways of eating for a designated period of time just to see how it feels. You could be, you know, strict on paleo for a month and realize, ah, this is not for me. I really want cookies. Fine. That's totally fine. Not a big deal at all. But I want you to try it out and see what works for you, whether it's for a month, whether it's for a couple months, whether it's for your entire powerlifting meet prep, whether it's until that Strong First certification that you're working towards. Whatever it is, just see what works for you, what's optimal, and how you are, you feel that your life is the most enhanced. So go ahead, try out a diet, see how it works for you. Let me know how it goes, if you need help picking one, if you're a little curious, if this makes you a little nervous because of past bad experiences. Let's talk through that. Let's make sure that your mind is right before you start doing any research, because there can be so much pressure out there. But I hope that this is a little bit of a different perspective for you. I hope that you're encouraged by it and that it helps your training. It helps you get stronger. Again, feel free to reach out if you have any questions at all. And keep swinging, y'all.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.